is good. We should always thank God for just being God all by himself. We don't need nobody else but God. But God. He is so wonderful, so good, so kind. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. And he pitied every groan. Long as I live, trouble rise. I am going to haste unto his throne. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank Pastor Baggett for allowing me to speak a few words with you this morning. You know, when God has sent someone to pastor a church, that is for that preacher alone. But you see, sometimes preachers have good hearts. If there's another preacher in the house, he will sometime let that preacher speak. Mm-hmm. But I want to tell you something right now. He don't have to.
All right.
Because I wasn't sent here. My friend was. But yet God allows him to let us speak sometime. And I appreciate that. Very much. In this text today, it's about Jesus feeding 5,000 people. Mm-hmm. Not only men, but women and children.
Yes, sir.
Now, that is a lot of people, my sisters and brothers, to be fed.
Uh-huh.
But you see, the thing is about it, he only had 5 little barley loaves of bread.
Yes.
2 small fish. Mm-hmm. But I want to say to you this morning, is there anything that God can't do?
Go ahead.
He could have took the 5 barley loaves and 2 fish and fed every living soul in this world.
Yes, sir.
Because why? He is God.
Uh-huh.
The Bible says with us things are impossible. But then I read somewhere else underneath, they're over top there somewhere where the Bible said, but with God,
uh-huh.
all things are possible. There is nothing that God cannot do. Now we see here, well, the Bible says, after this, Jesus crossed over to the other side.
Well,
he had been there healing, teaching, preaching, and everything. See, let me tell you something, church. You know, sometimes it's going to be good folks in a crowd, sometimes it's going to be bad folks in a crowd. You see, but it's nothing that God don't know.
All right.
He knows who is truthful and he knows who is wrong. Some of these people, you know, they wanted to make him a king for them.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that they already had a king.
Yes, sir.
Jesus was the king,
mm-hmm,
already. But we see that sometimes things will not work out the way we want it. All these people, some of them was good people. They had enjoyed everything that Christ had said and done, especially the healing of sick people.
Yes, sir.
Some of them wanted to follow him because they yet want to make him their king.
My Lord.
But things doesn't work like that with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work like that with Jesus. Now I want to say something. Right, all of the miracles performed by Jesus, the feeding of 5,000 is the only one accorded by each of these four evangelists.
All right.
This is some kind of a miracle.
Yes.
Hmm? Now, you see, it is at one evidence that this incident of the feeding of the hungry multitude, y'all listening to me? Was a signal of all God's power.
Yes, sir.
And all of the wonderful works which our Savior did, and none was quite of all wonderful works which our Savior did, none was quite so public as this one. And none other was performed before so many witnesses.
Yes.
Folks, there was people there.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of people at this mountain.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, our Lord is here. Watch this. Our Lord is here seeing supplying the body needs of a great crown by means of 5 loaves and 2 small fish. My Lord. But don't forget, there is one more miracle. She makes 2. The other miracle that he performed, it was when he turned water into wine.
Yes, sir.
Turned water into wine. These two miracles belong to a class all by themselves. Jesus have performed many, many miracles while he was on this dusty earth. But these two miracles, to me, it seems to me that they were show enough miracles. Yeah, if Jesus took 5 little barley loaves of bread, 2 little small. Now the Bible don't say how big either one of them were. It says small.
Yes.
So then that tell me they wasn't big. But he took that and he fed 5,000. People.
Yes.
5,000. And then wouldn't make it so good. It was food even left over. Just let me say this to you this morning. God don't like for us wasting his stuff. There is a whole lot of people, my wife, I'm glad she ain't here, but my wife used to do the same thing. She used to cook all this food, and yet part of it had to be thrown away. Because myself, none her, we don't eat food after 2 days. I used to tell a lot of times, I said, you better quit cooking like that. God don't like that. And you throw it. And see, when you see, there are so many people in this world today that's hungry. And God will fix it for you so that when you throw this food away and somebody is hungry, it's going to come back to you. Y'all don't believe that, do you? It's going to come back to you that somebody could have eaten that food that we threw away. But we see here, y'all pray with me for a little while. I'm not going to hold you long. Jesus asked Philip, where can we buy food for this great amount of people? But you see, that's why we got those kind of people too. Instead of Philip probably saying, Lord, I don't know, he gonna jump right on in there about money. God didn't ask him that. He asked him, where could they buy food? In other words, where he could have went was right at his home. You see, sometimes we can make some bad mistakes in our lives. But God asked him this question because he already knew what he was going to do, and he already knew what Philip was going to say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see, God tries us. Sometimes, my sisters and brothers, he have to send down a few trials and tribulations even to make us pray sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Say it again.
So God will test our faith. He will test our faith. But then shortly, another one came up and said, well, Lord, y'all know who he was.
Yes.
There is a little boy out there. He had 2 little fish and 5 barley loaves. But what good is that among all of this people?
Well,
let Jesus handle that.
There you go.
It doesn't matter. He knows what to do. And he knows how to do it. That's the thing. He knows how to do. God knows exactly what we are going to say even before we speak it. He knows because he is God. So now, you know, Jesus wanted to do things through people. But if you notice this text, God did it by himself. Nobody else. So now they brought the little boy to Jesus. And Jesus took the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 small fish. Told the disciples, all right, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to sit them all down on the grass. Well, After they all sit down on the grass, our Lord Jesus Christ took the 5 barley loaves of bread, looked up to heaven and thanked God for them and blessed it. Yes, and he told his disciples to pass it out among the people. And after that, he took the 2 little fish and did the same thing. Well, yes, he did. Pray with me, church. And after that, everybody had enough food to eat. Good God Almighty. And not only that, but after everybody had eaten, Jesus said, I want you to pick up all that was left. And there was 12 baskets of food left over to be eaten by somebody else. Help me, Jesus. And after that, you see, there was 12 baskets and there was 12 disciples. Let me tell you what Jesus did. He took the 5 loaves of bread and turned them in to a bakery. Yes, he did. Took the 2 little fish and turned it in to a meat store. Ain't the Lord all right? Ain't he all right? But let me tell you something. You don't have to worry about no food to eat. All you got to do is call on Jesus. He will supply your food because all the grocery stores belong to God. Y'all don't hear me? And all honey meat belong to God. All you have to do is sell on the here I am down here, and I'm hungry. But let me tell you something, before you get through saying that somebody is coming knocking on your door with a bag in their hand. Hey, Jesus, I know you're all right. I tried God a long time ago. He never left me. No, he'll never forsake me. Oh, Lord, is he all right? Keep on working for the Lord, and God will keep on blessing you. God will keep shoes on your feet. God will keep food on your table. God will keep clothes on your back. God will provide your every need. Make no difference what it might be. God will, eternal God, will take care of you. I know you're all right. If you know you're all right, let me see you raise your hand. Hey, Lord, I don't know about you, but one of these days, I got to close it now. One of these days, the pearly gates of heaven is going to swing open. Oh, Lord, I want to know Do you believe what I'm saying? It's going to swing open. And then God is going to open the cage door to our souls. And we are going to fly away and go through those pearly gates. Sit down at a table with our Lord Jesus. I'm glad about it. Are you glad about it? Are you going to keep on serving the Lord? Oh, Lord, keep on with your light burning in the lighthouse. You will be able to guide somebody through the storm. I know you're all right. Do you know you're all right? Tell me what his name is. I know he's all right. Now, Lord. Now, Lord. Now, Lord, I know you're all right. He took care of me all the days of my life. I know he's all right. I know he's all right. I'm sorry, church, but I got to close it down now. When the Lord stopped talking, I'm a preacher that don't keep on going. But I want to tell you a story. Well, Lord, dear Jesus, one day walked down to Heaven's train station, bought a ticket. Paid for it with his blood. Rolled down through 42 generations. Got off over there at a place called Bethlehem. Born by a 16-year-old virgin by the name of Mary. Yes, he did. Walked around on the dusty streets of Jerusalem for 33 and a third long years. After a while, the devil came on the scene. They took my Lord. They took your Lord. And they whipped him. Y'all ain't hearing me. All night long. Threw him down in a dungeon, but still that was all right. They didn't know what they was doing. They didn't know that was the man that created them. That was the man that breathed the breath of life in them. But they did it in their hound. But Jesus, he never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word. And then, Lord God Almighty, they laid him down, stretched him wide, drove nails in his hand, drove spikes in his feet. Yes, they did. They took him up and held him up. But that's all right. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. Lord, they tell me that Jesus rest up to heaven, caught God by the right hand, rest down on the earth, took man by the right hand. Well, Lord, and he began to pull. Tell me, he kept on pulling. He kept on pulling. Till after a while, he locked God's hand in the man's hand. And the Bible says he dropped his head in the lot of his shoulder and gave up the ghost. But that's all right. He went on in a barren man tomb. He didn't need it. But for 3 days, oh Lord, and early, I'm shutting it down now, church. Early Sunday morning, he got up from the grave. Yes, he did. Shook off the grave dust. Walked outside the grave. Looked up towards heaven. And declared all power. All power is in the palm of my hand. Yes, he did. And tell me, Jesus looked around and saw two little pillars of cloud. Tell me, he stepped on board those pillars of cloud and began to ride them back to heaven. Told them disciples, I will be back. Don't worry about it. Went on to heaven, preacher. Yes, he did. Sit down on the right hand of God. Wait until his father give him the order to come back down to this earth. My Bible tell me he don't know. The angels don't know. But yes, God knows. He knows when he coming. Ain't he all right? Won't he take care of you? Do you love the Lord? Have you ever heard you cry? Have you ever fed you when you were hungry? Ain't he all right? Yes! Hey, Lord. My Jesus. I love the Lord. Love the Lord. He's an all right God. He's an all right God. All you have to do is just ask him for what you need. He ain't going to do like some of us people. Or get on out of here. I ain't got time to fool with you. Because our Lord and Savior already know what we need better than we do ourselves. But my Bible tell me God just wants you to ask him for it. Lord, is he all right? Is he all right? Is he all right? I know he's all right. He's a good God. He's a good God. I'm glad he's in control of everything. Can't nobody go do me like the Lord. He's all right. I feel like preaching in his house today. God will never leave your church, nor will he forsake you. He's always there. One more thing I want to tell you. You never walk alone by yourself. You can't see the prince, but my God is always by your side. Ain't he all right? Thank you, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we still couldn't thank you enough for all that you have done for us, all that you have done for our families. I know you're all right. I know you're all right. I'm sorry, Reverend. Look like I can't stop here now, but I'm glad about it because the Lord God is all we need. He's all we need. He's all we need. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord, for this church. Thank you, Jesus, for every member. Thank you for the pastor of this church, Lord. You sent me where I got a friend here. And I thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. When I walked into this church, saw that preacher sitting over there, it seems to me like right at that point, I have been knowing him all of his life. And that was the first time I ever seen him. But see, God make things happen like that. And I thank him for Pastor Pack. Thank him for his wife. Thank him for the entire family. Oh, God is good. And I'm going to tell y'all something right now. If I stay here, y'all ain't going to run me out of this church. You might as well get that out of your head right now. Because I ain't going nowhere. Now, sir, well, the doors of the church is now open. Will you stand?